Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 28. Here is the extracted text from the image, 1912, and particularly the likeness of A.H. Hensley. I know A. Hensley. A. Hensley was in Monroe, Georgia, between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported in the papers, and the time of the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, to wit, July 28, 1913. What impressed me was that Hensley was the most vehement in his expression as to the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan, of any person I had heard talk about it. The Fagan murder was, at the time, the particular topic of conversation generally. A great many people were discussing it, and many were denouncing Frank as guilty, particularly traveling men. Hensley was the most bitter of any. For about 2.5 hours, in my place of business, Hensley argued Frank's guilt in the murder case. In talking about the outcome of the case, he made the statement, which, to the best of my recollection, was that if the jury should turn Frank out, he, Frank, would not get out of Atlanta alive. Yes, he believed Frank guilty. Hensley was very vehement, as stated. There was no doubt from what he said that it was his conviction that Frank was guilty. I only recall that, to the best of my recollection, he said that if the jury did turn Frank loose, Frank would never get away alive. Hensley discussed the guilt of Leo M. Frank in Monroe, Georgia, about 2.5 hours, according to my recollection. He made the statement repeatedly. It might have been only 2 hours. Dr. W.L. Ricker. And at times during the period, there were others, but I don't recall, were also present. My partner, Mr. Harris, was out of the city. I am a member of the firm of Nunnally and Harris, composed of J.J. Nunnally and Virgil Harris, dealers in buggies, wagons, and livestock. Also vice president of W.H. Nunnally and Company, General Supplies and Merchandise.